This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on August 17th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the best deal and good customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Three big hours, Monday night trivia. So that's a wonderful time to just forget about everything else that might be important and just enjoy yourself. We have a straggler from last week. So that means, of course, that if you don't get it, it is revealed at the end of the show tonight. And tried in earnest last week. We'll see if you do it this week. A handful of countries around the world have been known to do this. America is not one of them, but 50% of the inmates on death row across this country say America should be one of them. What do they want America to do? All right, so that's the trivia question. We got 11 new bumper stumpers, and I hope you like them. And a very big thanks to Lisa in Joliet. Oh, she sent me a couple goodie packs. One included a Wolfman Jack album, and it was so sweet because it was from XCRB, and he looked so young. It was just beautiful. Some great 45s, including an appropriately warped Gordon Lightfoot, and something in Greek, which explains why American music sells. And John's neuroacupuncturist actually originally is from Greece. I'm going to make sure I bring it to him, and I'm sure he'll just love it. Yeah, or not, yeah, because he's been here long enough, I think. But just today, I got this beautiful Sears Silvertone AM radio. Genuine leather case, about the weight and size of a brick. Perfect timing, because the beautiful little Sinclair transistor she sent last time gave up the ghost. Even a different battery didn't bring it back. So I guess I heard its final blast, and it is no more. But it makes a wonderful paperweight, or in fact, it'll grace one of my shelves, and I appreciate it. And Lisa is absolutely too kind. Yes, embarrassingly kind, but unrelated to her generosity, but completely related to her listening. I will be playing her requests this week, and you'll like them, I think. Oh, she also sent an Archangel Gabriel holy card, the patron saint of broadcasters. And boy, can I use his help. All right. So, I should add, amazing WLS and WCFL music surveys. Priceless pictures of 60s jocks. Yeah. Took me right back in time. So, thank you, Lisa. But indeed, you are too kind. All right. So, 888-876-5593. With all that in mind, I think we're ready to get underway. And we will start it with, well, who else? Billy Bob and Bourbon A. How's it going, Billy Bob?
Hey, I'm an intent-time caller.
Yeah, how about that?
I'd like to request a song for next week before my quiz.
Okay, wait, let me get this out. I should have been more prepared for you, but I wasn't.
It's easier. Yeah. Magic Flanger ain't clanging very well yet tonight.
Wait.
You ain't got it going yet.
I what?
I said, you didn't get the magic twanger going.
Oh,
yet.
The magic twanger I do actually, but I don't have the.
Oh, good.
But I don't have the list, or you wouldn't have been on the air. But I don't have the list that I need, so that I don't completely forever and ever lose your request. So let's see if this will do it. All right, I got it. Now, what do you want to hear?
I want to hear "I'll Get You in the End" by the Beatles.
Okay, I can do that. All right.
I like the way they harmonize in that one.
All right, very good. I can do that. That's pretty painless. All right, you want advertising tonight.
Yeah, I really don't do well on that.
Oh, well, proving that we love you, you're going to get this one. I just know you're ready.
Yeah.
The Heartbeat of America.
Well, Chevrolet.
Absolutely right.
See,
there you go. All right. Well, hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Have a good week.
You too. And, of course, the prizes are worthless. They take forever to get anything. We hopefully you'll still be alive when you do. It's gone wrong before. But that said, the certificates are fun. And then you get something you don't want for each win, you know, like a 45 or an 8-track or a comic book or a tabloid. Yeah, in fact, I resubscribed to one of the tabloids just so I'd have prizes. I don't even know what address it's coming to, but eventually it'll get somewhere that I am, and it'll go in the prize packs. All right, Don and Beloit, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
All right. Do these folks want to have, like, a Viking kind of funeral?
No. Wait a minute. Are there any countries that offer condemned men Viking funerals?
I thought I'm something macabre like that. It had to be something like, you know, death row kind of,
I don't know. I think even in countries related to Viking histories, they're not giving them Viking funerals. But you never know.
The funeral pyre, so to speak.
Yeah. You know? Next.
So these are people pulled on death row.
Yes, absolutely. They are waiting to die. That takes a long time in the United States in most cases.
And about 50% of the countries of the world allow this.
No, I didn't say that at all. I didn't. Oh you got to listen to the question. Pay attention. Okay. Let us read again. A handful of countries around the world have been known to do this. America is not one of them. But 50% of the inmates on death row across this country say that America should be one of them. What do they want America to do? So it's a handful of countries and 50% of the inmates.
I think somebody was brave enough to answer this one last week, but I think someone did ask, the old home visits, conjugal visits.
Yep, not that.
Okay. I've thought about this a few times last week, and I can't think of anything else.
Okay.
You've stumped me.
Well, so you want British aircraft or aviation trivia of some sort during World War II?
Yeah.
All right. Do you know about Douglas Bader?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what was the deal? Now, as you know, he could resist blacking out under high G-force for one reason. What was it?
He had lost his legs in a bad accident early on, and before the war, I believe.
You're absolutely right.
He was very determined to succeed on his... But I have to add one thing that was, and I believe he was shot down during the Battle of Britain or shortly thereafter, early in the war. Yeah.
Well, it was interesting because he had 22 victories, but his real ace in the hole on this was because he was missing both legs. The blood would not pool in his lower limbs and he wouldn't black out.
The Spitfire was just so phenomenally balanced that you could... I've said this before. You could literally lean and make a turn, you know. So it didn't take much effort, let's say, to move the pedals than versus maybe another plane.
Uh-huh.
But the thing I wanted to add to this funny story is he was extremely, extremely driven. You know, he had done a really dumb act. I think he was trying to do a stunt or something, and he was too low. And
it was aerobatics in 1931 when he was in the RAF.
So the Germans capture them somewhere, let's say in Holland or something, and he loses his legs as he bail out or something. I imagine it's very traumatic. You know, he somehow gets out, throws the parachute. Germans always treated the aviators, you know, pretty good. And he wants his legs, so they, you know, let's just say POW headquarters calls the first, like, hey, yeah, we got him, but, you know, do you want to send his legs? And the British were very, very suspect, like, this is just a trap or something. So they said, well, we're going to bomb you, and then we'll throw some bombs, and then we'll throw the legs out. And so the Germans went in at some rendezvous somewhere, and sure enough, the British dumped a couple of bombs, and then they parachuted his legs so that he had legs when he was a POW the rest of the war.
That's bizarre, truly.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, interestingly, not only did he survive the war, but he had his career in the oil industry and did very well and made it until 1982.
He was extremely determined as a young man.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point of, you know, being pretty jerky in a world of, you know, many type A fighter pilots.
Yeah.
He was really, really a striver for squadron leader and things like that.
Oh, absolutely.
He was very remarkable. Certainly a lot of bravery to go after like that and have 22 victories of anything. It's absolutely remarkable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he obviously wouldn't have had it either way. They tried to retire him, and he's like, no. But they found out they didn't have any anything on the books that would have actually handled his specific situation. So they said, well, all right, if you can pass everything, you can do it. And that was the deal. Yeah, pretty amazing.
It's funny, all that I just told you, I just remember from like 7th or 8th grade, I just, you know, would just read everything I possibly could on this kind of stuff.
And well, it's interesting because they certainly didn't teach it to you in school. I'd have paid more attention if they did.
Right. Well, listen, it was great chatting with you.
All right, thanks for calling.
You
appreciate
have a great
it. Show. Okay, thanks.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
All right, so yeah, that's terrific. And fascinating guy all the way around. All right, so... that's right. And you think you've got troubles. So 888-876-5593. It is Monday Night Trivia. So it is appropriate that we give you your first bumper stumper. And that is coming up right after this on WGN Radio. James, it was recorded in 1956 and shelved. Yeah, it was George Goldner, and it was going to be on G. And then I put too many hits going on. We're not going to do anything with that. And so they didn't. Nobody did. Of course, by the 80s, when everybody and their brother was doing CD compilations and mining the vaults for anything they could find, Murray Hill in 1988 came up with a CD, Come Dance With Me, and put it on there. And that's the first time we heard these guys. So who were they? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. All right. So the question that will be retired at the end of the night tonight. A handful of countries around the world have been known to do this. America is not one of them. But 50% of the inmates on death row across this country say America should be one of them. What do they want America to do? 888-876-5593. All right, we're going to get some guesses from Cindy, but first we're going to do some charts with Mike in Elmwood Park. So, Mike, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh.
So we're going to do This Week in 1967?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Let's get the right week here. Number one, All You Need Is Love.
Beatles.
Number two, Light My Fire.
Doors.
Number three, Pleasant Valley Sunday.
Monkees.
Number four, I Was Made to Love Her.
Stevie Wonder.
Number five, Baby I Love You.
Baby I Love You, that was, I believe, Andy Kim.
That would be a great answer, but it's the wrong year. So who else had a song, same title?
Ronettes?
Aretha Franklin, but that's all right. You're allowed to miss three.
Okay.
Number six, Mercy, Mercy, Mercy.
Buckingham.
Yes. Number seven, Ode to Billy Joe.
Bobby Gentry.
Yeah. Number eight, Cold Sweat.
Cold Sweat. No, that doesn't ring a bell.
Jack, really? How about James Brown? All right.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. This was a big hit. Obviously, it's a top 10 hit. So, number nine, A Whiter Shade of Pale.
Boko Haram.
Yes, and number 10, A Girl Like You.
Girl Like You. Buckingham's?
No, and that's all right. You can miss this too. But it was The Young Rascals.
Ah.
And anyway, you got 80% of that, or 70%, but you got enough to win. Not that the prizes mean anything or how long it takes to get them, but
I know.
But you did it. So, all right. Thanks. Yeah. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. Good deal. We have a winner. All right. Right after the news, we'll get to Cindy. We'll also get to another bumper stumper because it is Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Cross the table. This morning, my woman caught me by surprise without a warning. She said, "Honey, you talked in your sleep," and then she began to weep as she said, "Tell me now, tell me truly, who's Julie?"
I remember when he did that in concert before I'd heard it on the radio, and I thought, what a great song. Absolutely great. He didn't write it, although he did write a number of things, not this. Wayne Carson wrote it, who never recorded it, but it has appeared on some R&B labels, actually, including one by Joe Simon. Kid you not. And but that's the original, and as far as recording. And like I say, when I heard it, I was just, man, that's a great record. And of course, it wasn't that much of a hit, but it was a great record. And it came out in 1968 on Cap, an interesting label all the way around as far as that goes, which you might recall. Found in the early 50s, Dave Capp was the brother of Jack Capp, and Jack Capp was the guy who founded Decca Records U.S., not the British. And so Capp came along, and later in the 60s, they had Four Corners, and Leader Records was MOR. Anyway, in 1967, they were sold to MCA, and MCA, they bought it, and then MCA launched Universal City Records, which, of course, you're saying, I've never heard of Universal City Records. Yes, you have. Uni, you and I on the label. That was the imprint there. So why I bring that up is that by 1968, when you have a Cap 45, some would say that it was a division of Universal City. Others would say it was a division of MCA. Regardless, it obviously was a division of MCA and the last Cap-branded record in the States, 1973. So that's it. But who is he? So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Yes, truly a hit, a country hit, but a hit. And we immediately got two people who I think know what this is. Fran and Austin will be first. So, Fran, what do you think?
It's Mel Tillis.
Absolutely is. And I thought it was a great song.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah. All right. Well, hang on. As usual, okay. You're a winner. Don't go away. And we also have to give a nod to Stephanie here, who knew that as well. So you recognize Mel, did you?
Oh, I loved the song when it came out.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it. Yep, Cap Records, real quality. You know who else was on Cap Records? But Babs Tino. That was the first request I ever made when I first called you. And Forgive Me by Babs Tino. And Cap Records was really known for their quality, everything, arrangements, songs, singers, you know, just fantastic. But yeah, Mel Tillis, I love that song when it came out. Absolutely loved it.
Do you remember do you remember the first album that they released?
No.
Joe Harnell.
I don't.
Yeah, Joe Harnell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Can I do church?
Oh, absolutely. What week and month and all that kind of good stuff?
Well, let's do 1960.
Okay.
We can do the current time.
Okay.
The present.
1960 it is. Let's see here.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it goes with August, hopefully 17th. We'll see how close we get.
And by the way, it's my husband's, our wedding anniversary.
Oh, happy, 46 happy.
Years.
46. Whoa. Oh, congratulations.
Yep.
That's great.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, both have to hang in another 4 years. Got to have that 50th.
Oh, we definitely do.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right.
We will. Yeah.
Number one, It's Now or Never.
Elvis Presley.
Number two, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
Brian Hyland.
Number three, I'm Sorry.
Brenda Lee.
Number four, Only the Lonely.
That's Roy Orbison.
Number five, Walk Don't Run.
The Ventures.
Number six, Walk Into New Orleans.
Fats Domino.
Number seven, Finger Poppin' Time.
Hank Ballard.
Yeah, number eight, The Twist.
Chubby Checker.
Written by Hank Ballard, absolutely. Number nine.
Exactly, I was just going to say, yep. Yeah.
Number nine, Tell Laura I Love Her.
Ray Peterson.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number 10, Image of a Girl.
Oh, God, I love that song. And thank you for playing that for me, The Safaris.
Yes, absolutely, The Safaris.
I love the lead singer's voice. Absolutely loved his voice.
Oh yeah, I thought they were great, very underrated, typical LA stuff.
So, yep. Oh, they're wonderful. Yep.
Yeah, I thought they were as well, but you know. And what's interesting is that record was covered by some R&B acts. And I'm trying to think of notably who that was now, because one of them I was like, "What? You got to be kidding me!" But sure enough, it was, and that won't come to mind. But it should actually. But in any event, yes. Shall we see how far you go?
Yep, you bet. Let's do it.
All right, number 11, Volare.
That would be Bobby Rydell.
Absolutely right.
Or,
it would have to be, because if it was Domenico Modugno, it would be Nel Blue Dipino de Blue. All right, number 12, Mission Bell.
Oh, Donnie Brooks.
Yes, number 13, Please Help Me, I'm Fallen.
Hank Locklin.
Yeah, and I thought that was a great song, too. Number 14.
Me too.
Yeah. You Were Made for All My Love.
You Were Made for that one. I have no idea.
All My Love. It would just think of it as All My Love, and it was on Brunswick. So that gave it away.
Okay. All My Love. Oh, man. I'm Brunswick. I know the Crickets were in Brunswick, and Buddy, yeah.
You're right,
Buddy passed by then.
It's not the Crickets.
No. Okay. All My Love. Oh, man, I don't know.
Jackie
Wilson. I don't know. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
I never heard him sing that.
Really?
I love his, I love Jackie Wilson, especially the up-tempo stuff. I don't, I'm like, I'm not crazy about the ballad.
Yeah, that's me too. I absolutely do not, do not like the ballad. So let me see if I have this.
Oh, yeah.
If I have it, I'll let you hear some of it. It's not memorable, I don't think, but.
Yeah, so. No. Well, I couldn't stand, like, night, you know, some of the urges.
Yeah, exactly. Funeral dirges. Absolutely.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
So.
But give me Reed Petit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so many things. Am I the Man? I mean, there's so many wonderful Jackie Wilson records that...
I know. I love him. I love him.
Yeah.
Just, you know, what a guy.
Yeah, so absolutely. And so good on stage. Truly Mr. Excitement. So
I know, totally. And then he has a stroke or a heart attack on stage?
Oh, it was terrible. Absolutely. It was
horrible.
Yeah, right. In Cherry Hill, right there at the Latin Casino. And then worse than that, lived.
I know. That really got me. That really is my grandma. She was sharp for so many years, and then she just lost it. But she lingered for, took her, years, and it broke my heart.
Absolutely, yeah. And as I say, there has never been anyone alive who said, "Dear Lord, let me linger." So, but he did.
Oh, God,
but anyway,
no.
You will not like it, but you will hear All My Love anyway. So.
Oh yeah.
It's just as well, and it was a hit. But no, I just don't like his ballads. But man, his up-tempo stuff sold. All right, good deal.
Yeah.
Well, you
certainly
aced the top 10, so hang on, don't go away.
Already.
All right, good deal. So we'll get to Cindy. She's got some guesses on our question, which goes away at the end of the night tonight. It is Monday Night Trivia. This requires your participation, so participate. We'll give you another bumper stumper coming up in moments. 888-876-5593-888. 88 RollYe on WGN Radio. So who are they? Yeah, we're talking 1959 on RCA. They were from Brooklyn. Sammy Strain was in that group. He wasn't lead singer, though. That was Sonny Forrest. But who are they? 888-876-5593. I knew if I thought long and hard, I'd remember what R&B groups covered Image of a Girl. Yes, the Safaris. Well, believe it or not, Otis Williams and the Charms.
Yeah.
heard the Safaris. They were Marv Rosenberg and Rich Klasky, and sadly, neither are with us. Marv made it quite a while. He died, I think, last year, but Rich died, I think, like before the turn of the century. So rest in peace to both of them. It was a wonderful song. It's a medley of their hit, too. All right, so it's Monday Night Trivia, and we have a question which retires at the end of the show tonight. A handful of countries around the world have been known to do this. America is not one of them. But 50% of the inmates on death row across this country say America should be one of them. What do they want America to do? All right, so Cindy in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
I think I have a pretty good guess. I don't know if it's mandatory, all those appeals. Maybe get rid of all those appeals and just get it over with?
Nope. What else you got?
That's it. But then I have three... song.
All right, what do you want to hear?
Okay, Sweet Mary.
Wait a minute. I've just lost the sheet of paper again. Wait a second. It was here a minute ago, and I know it was. Oh, here we go. All right, Sweet Mary, Wadsworth Mansion.
No, Sweet Mary wrote me a letter wanting me to come home.
Yeah, Wadsworth Mansion. Ugh. Okay.
I don't know. Okay, and then A Little Bit of Soul. And then if you could play something by Roy Orbison, I don't think anyone ever requests that.
Oh, yes, they do, and I play them fairly regularly. But I think I did Blue Angel recently. If not, I will, or I'll do something else. Now, you said Little Bit of Soul?
Yeah, the one, When the Fish Don't Bite.
All right. Okay.
And then I wanted to do Bewitched. And I did see a Bewitched episode last night, was it, that I never even saw before. I thought I saw at least every one of them three times.
Well, here's your question. What is Larry and Louise Tate's son name? And I'll tell you that Aunt Clara accidentally created a carbon copy of the poor kid in the third season episode, Accidental Twins.
I don't remember his name.
Jonathan.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later. Oh. Thanks. Good deal. 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. Let's see if we can get a couple guesses in before the news. I believe that is possible. Kurt in Mundelein, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi. I'd like to guess serve alcoholic beverages.
No? Got any other guesses?
No, that was it. That's the only one that would make me happy if I was on death row.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Sure.
All right. So, we have a first-time caller. Look at that. That is Marilyn, and Marilyn is in Wisconsin. Welcome to WGN Radio, Marilyn.
Yes, my guess, Raleigh, is firing squad.
Oh, I love that, too. No, that's not right.
Okay, I'll listen so I hear the right answer at the end of the program.
Thank you for calling, and do it again.
Thanks, Ron.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, we're going to do some MASH trivia, probably after the news, with Shane, who is... driving, taking me for a ride. I love to ride, so appreciate that, and we'll pick that up there. I'm freeing lines. See, now I've freed a few lines. There's one available for you, and I would hope during the news you will be compelled to dial. You can answer my question. A handful of countries around the world have been known to do this. America is not one of them, but 50% of the inmates on death row across this country say America should be one of them. What is it that they want America to do? So that's the question. But if you don't like the question, maybe you know a bumper stumper. Well, if you don't know any bumper stumpers, that's okay, too. I got you covered because everyone knows something about something. So pick your category, whatever it is. We like charts and we like lyrics, but it doesn't even have to be advertising. It doesn't even have to be music or TV or anything related. It can be anything. Well, like we always approve with Don and Beloit, World War II flying trivia. All right, so we'll fly right out of here and get back to Shane, and hopefully you two next hour on WGN Radio.
Bop shaboom, bands are swinging it. Bop shaboom, kids are singing it. Bop shaboom, now you got the hang of it. Teenage love song. Bop
shaboom. Your feet keep a rocking it, boobop shaboom. Your knees keep a knocking it, real solid tune. And there's no stopping it, teenage love song. You bop the blues, wear out your shoes. Mama scolds your rock and roll. Papa gets his medicine, hide your phonograph again. What they never seem to dig is how you're getting off and digging. You're no square, no. Boobop shaboom. Think it's the greatest to bebop with you. Swing through the latest, but what can I do? Mom's aggravated with my teenage love song.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday Night Trivia, hour number two. We've got a straggler going away at the end of the show next hour, but for now, you're more than welcome to try your hand at it. And, of course, identify our bumper stumpers, like the one I'm playing right now, 1958 on Decca, or two of the three we played last. Two of the three. Mel Tillis was guest, who's Julie, but the other two remain out there. Well, they're out there, all right. Okay, so our straggler. A handful of countries around the world have been known to do this. America is not one of them. But 50% of the inmates on death row across this country say that America should be one of them. What do they want America to do? All right, so there's your question. And if you don't know my question and none of the bumpers seem very familiar, well, pick your own category because everybody knows something about something. 888-876-5593. And I should have used my time wisely finding the perfect mask question, but I didn't. So Shane's going to have to drive a little further. We'll get there, I promise, Shane. And I'm still in networking hell. I've decided I'm just going to get rid of all the sub users. Period. On my LAN, and just maybe that'll help or not. All right. So we'll also get to Andy in Los Angeles. Going to do more New York radio trivia. And we've got Bob in Willowbrook's got some guesses, and Marty in Whiting. I'm not sure what we're going to do with Marty, but it'll be something. But Marguerite has got a guess, so Marguerite, welcome to WGN Radio. What's up? Marguerite, are you still with us? No, we lost Marguerite. Oh, man, hopefully we didn't lose everybody. I just don't have time for that tonight. Yes, I'm on my last nerve as far as that goes. All right, so let's see. Marty in Whiting. Oh, he wants All in the Family. All right, so let's see what Bob in Willowbrook wants. What do you think, Bob?
Good evening, Raleigh.
I'm just so glad to hear anyone's voice. So what do you think?
Okay. A meeting with the victim's family.
No. Not right.
A comfort animal.
No, I like that. Nope, not that either.
Reparations paid to his family.
Nope. What else you got?
Live entertainment.
Okay. Nope. That'd be interesting.
Okay. A catered meal of his own choosing.
No. Don't they get that anyway?
I don't know.
Oh yeah. Never having been
in that position.
Right. That's infamous. They do get the last meal, and it usually is their request. I know French fries are particularly popular, but there are others as well.
No, I was thinking something a bit more elegant.
Well, they can choose it.
Well, here's my final guess. This is the real reason I called. A visit from a prostitute.
No conjugal visits of any kind.
Oh, I thought that would be it. Okay. Well, nice talking to you anyway.
Good deal. I appreciate the call. If you think of something else, call me back.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. All right, so we got some MASH trivia here now, I do think. So so Shane, taking me for a ride. On our way to Milwaukee, are we?
Yes, we are.
Okay,
and then
good.
From Milwaukee, we're going to South Bend.
Oh, all right. MASH, in the episode I Hate a Mystery, Hawkeye is accused of stealing other camp staffers' valuables since they were found in his footlocker. What I want to know is who actually stole the items, and if you need multiple choice, I can give them to you.
Ho-John?
Yes, absolutely right. Ho-John, you're 100% right. I'm impressed.
All right.
All right, good deal. You're watching too much television, I can tell, but it finally paid off. Don't go away. All right, so that's absolutely true. And I'm riding in style, I can tell on that. So we'll put Shane on hold, confirm that address. And what are we doing, Bob in Willowbrook? Are you still with us, Bob? No. All right. So that was quick, wasn't it? All right. So we'll move over to All in the Family. Well, we won't. Actually, we will in a moment for All in the Family. But Gabriella is a first-time caller, and you know we defer to those. No patience. Gabriella in Chicago. Welcome to WGN.
Oh, thank you very much. Before I got through, I accidentally called some girls' phone number for guys. Hot girls.
Oh, well.
The wrong number.
Yeah. Well, you meet new people. What can I tell you? So what do you think?
Well, the only thing I know that's really hard on the inmates is solitary confinement. Maybe they want to get rid of that.
Nope, it's not that. What else?
Oh, that's all I can think of.
Well, if you think of anything else, call back.
Okay, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. All right, so, that's all good guesses, but no, absolutely not. All right, so now Marty is in Whiting, and let's see, welcome back to WGN Radio, Marty.
Evening, Raleigh.
So we're going to do All in the Family trivia?
Yes, and after that I've got a request and then a question about a song, but if you want to do trivia first, that's fine.
No, tell me about the song.
I think it came out in early 50s, Kansas City by
Wilbert Harris.
Lieber and Stoller?
Well, Lieber and Stoller wrote it, but the original title was K.C. Loving, but the hit was Wilbert Harrison, and it was Kansas City on the hit. But it wasn't, absolutely wasn't the original version, but it was the hit.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, the one I heard the Beatles one. Obviously, the Beatles redid it, like probably hundreds of other bands.
Well,
I don't mind hearing the original or something close to it.
Well, you probably want to hear the hit, the Wilbert Harrison record. That's the one.
Well, yeah, that'd be fine.
That's what everybody knows, and I'll let you actually hear a little of it right now. And it's funny. I mentioned. That Lisa was kind enough to send me this great album from Wolfman Jack on XCRB, and it has the Wilbert Harrison, because of course that would have been something he played, but on the label they spelled it W-I-L-B-U-R, like his name was Wilbur Harrison. No, it's Wilbert, W-I-L-B-E-R-T Harrison, and this was a huge hit, so that's why the Beatles probably covered it. So that's Wilbert Harrison, and that's the hit. I don't know if I've got the very original. Very few people have heard it on this computer, but that was, Little Willie Littlefield. And I may have that on here. It was called K.C. Lovin', and that's how Lieber and Stoller wrote it. So let's see. Yeah.
Was there a famous writing team?
About as famous as it's ever gotten. Ever heard anything by the Coasters? It was Lieber and Stoller, but probably 1,000 records that they've done. I've got the Jimmy Witherspoon, K.C. Lovin' too. But
oh, wow.
Hopefully, all I've got is Jimmy Witherspoon. That's terrible. It was originally on Federal with Little Willie Littlefield, Jimmy Witherspoon did it too, and like I say, as K.C. Lovin. But Lieber and Stoller wrote for everybody, you know, from Elvis on, you name it. But particularly all of those Coasters records that you hear, those comical Coaster records, those were Lieber and Stoller. And they also worked for Moish Levy at Roulette for some years. So a varied past, to say the least. All right. So now that we did that. I moved away from All in the Family. Oh, this is terrible, isn't it? That's all right. I got it.
I got you distracted.
Yeah, I'll try to find the Little Willie Littlefield. Like I say, I know I've got Jimmy Witherspoon doing it. But all right, who played the two thieves that broke into the Bunker household? And they're famous.
I remember the episode, but I do not know.
Cleavon Little and Desmond Wilson.
Okay.
All right.
That's right.
G- Good deal. Well, we'll talk to you next time, and I'll look for that Little Willie Littlefield. If I found it on his computer, I'll play some of it for you. But otherwise, Jimmy Witherspoon. All right.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, absolutely.
Another?
Yeah.
I heard this from WGOB Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. It's a song by the Statler Brothers. Listen to the radio or turn on the radio. Does that ring a bell with you any?
Oh, man. I need
Statler Brothers.
Yeah, right. I need a little more lyrics than that.
Yeah. Well, I'll call in. They got the show every Saturday morning. I'll call in to WGOB this coming Saturday. But I've never heard the song before, but... It was a good, great song. I liked it. Never heard it before. So, well, I'll check back with you next week.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what that would be. Are you sure you're not thinking of Turn Your Radio On? That was actually not only Statler Brothers, but a number of people did it, including Ray Stevens. And that's what
maybe was Turn the Radio On, but. The DJ said it was by the Statler Brothers,
right.
Unless they had redone it also.
Yeah, no, they did.
I'm not sure.
They absolutely did. It's a very old song. It would originally been a guy named Albert Brumley, but you wouldn't know that. But I'll bet you it's Turn the Radio. Yeah, I bet you it is. Turn Your Radio On.
It was very upbeat. I like it so much, and I should have written down the title of the song, but with my CRS, can't remember stuff.
right, exactly. Well, let's see. I'm pretty sure what's going to be on this is going to be Ray Stevens, but maybe not. We can at least identify if it's the same record, but if I can stop Wilbert Harrison there. All right, see if this sounds at all familiar.
Listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
So is that the song?
That's a song, but by a different singer.
Yeah, that's what I say. That's the Ray Stevens version. I probably have the Statler Brothers here on a 45, which if I have time to look for it, I will. Otherwise, I will play it somewhere. Let me write that down so I don't forget.
No problem. If you got time, you got time. But, yeah, I really liked it, and I thought Saturday, it's only a two-hour show from WJOB, but I thought next time I request a song, because I always record the songs that you play for me, so...
Well, I'll definitely do
maybe
it.
Maybe tomorrow night or this
yeah,
week?
Yeah, I'll definitely do it this week for you. And, yes, I have the Statler Brothers, too, on some computer. Obviously not on this one, but I do. So I will play that for you.
Thank you, and have a good night.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593, 888-ROLLYE. And I think it's going to be time for another bumper stumper. And Andrew in Los Angeles, we got to get another 60s New York radio question. And we will, coming up. Plenty of room for you. I hope you will call. That's the deal about Monday Night Trivia. It requires callers. So trundle over to your phone even as I speak. Maybe answer the question that I have thrown out there. A handful of countries around the world have been known to do this. America is not one of them. But 50% of the inmates on death row across this country say America should be one of them. What do they want America to do? I found this a little out there, but 50% would prove me wrong. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Tenderly, watch my eyes glow in delight.
and Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who are they? All right, and that would be 1964 on Congress, and they share the same group name as another group from Detroit. Not the same people, though. So who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. Don't worry about who's in either group, but it does bear the same name, so what is it? All right, so now you've got another bumper stumper, and you've also got your question. That would be, a handful of countries around the world have been known to do this. America is not one of them, but 50% of the inmates on death row across this country say that America should be one of them. What do they want America to do? So there's your question. But when all else fails, pick your own category, because everyone's an expert at something. Andrew is in Los Angeles. He's an expert on New York radio of the 1960s. So welcome back, Andrew.
Thank you. I have two guesses, though, on the prison thing.
Oh, good.
Death row.
All right.
One is to either pick the time or manner of the execution.
I like that. It's not right, but I like it.
It should be, but okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. I thought I had it. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So let's see.
All right.
We're going to talk about Super Soul 16 after John just came in here, said you'll talk about it after the news. So we will. Hang on. Don't go away. And we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
Boom, 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 boom.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and this is Monday Night Trivia. That's right. We have a straggler question that is going away at the end of the night tonight, so that gives you about, a little less than 90 minutes to think about it. And, good. John just handed me a wonderful Star Trek question for Mark and Aurora, who will want that category. Yeah, you can have your own category. Everybody's an expert at something, so pick yours. But our straggler, as I rudely interrupt myself, a handful of countries around the world have been known to do this. America is not one of them, but 50% of the inmates on death row across this country say America should be one of them. What do they want America to do? All right, and then, of course, in the background, you're hearing a bumper stomper. Yeah, very well-known lead singer. And, originally 1956 on Rama. All right, so who are they? So there you have that. Now, we're talking with Andrew in Los Angeles, and we're having a fine conversation about WWRL, obviously. And so so here we are. In January of 1964, that's when Sonderling took over, and they brought in a general manager who arguably was, forget about general manager, but as a program director, the best in black radio, period. Not a black guy, not that it matters. But whether it was WWRL or whether it was WOL, this guy had it going on. And he originally was from Buffalo. So now he might be best known because he was on the station entirely during the blackout in 1965. He kept the station on auxiliary power and absolutely stayed on until the power came back. So what I want to know is, who is he?
All right. Yes. Last time there was a question about that. I think you mentioned Gary Bird.
He hired Gary Bird.
He hired Gary Bird.
Yeah, he also hired Jocko Henderson. He hired Frankie Crocker. And, he hired Hal Jackson, Chuck Leonard, and more.
But he, I mean, he had his own show too.
Well, not, I mean, he, not really. He was general manager and program director, but he, during the blackout, took over and stayed on the air when no one else was on Aux Power.
Oh no, I did not. I do not know.
Oh man, well, he also was program director of Whammy in Miami, and when they were top 40 in the early 60s, brought both Gary Stevens and Joey Reynolds to Miami. I'll tell you one of his tricks, because people would listen to these stations and say they just sounded like $1 million. They sounded like the big time. They didn't sound like some, you know, neck bone and pork chop station.
Right. So,
well,
yeah.
What his trick was is he used to play commercials like Delta Airlines or Coca-Cola. He wasn't paid to, but he just thought they sounded better, so he'd run them. And he did a number of things like that to make them sound just tremendous. And they did very well in the ratings. And it's sad nobody remembers this guy, because he was absolutely the best, and he was there from January of 64 through 68, and it was Frank Ward.
I wouldn't know that name.
Yeah,
but okay.
Frank Ward. He is the reason that station sounded as good as it did.
Really? And he left in 68 to go somewhere else?
Well, actually, he left in 68 because he was running all the Sonderling stations as far as consulting. And so in 68, he hung out his own shingle. He kept the Sonderling stations but added other stations to his fold. But like I say, WOL, man, it sounded so much better than WOOK in D.C., and no one knew why. And yeah, I knew why.
Yeah.
At one point, Delta asked him not to run the spots. I remember this because I said at the time, oh, I guess they don't want that audience to fly in the back of the plane either. You know, but Coke didn't mind and Pepsi didn't mind. So most of them were happy to have the advertising.
Plugs people would mind. Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly. But the airlines did. Yeah. So all right. Well, we'll do it.
I learned something. I never heard of him before. So.
We'll do it next week. I'll try to find another WWRL question so you can study up.
Oh, good. Then I'll get another one. Okay.
Right.
Very good.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Well, next time we'll pick someone well-known on the air, not behind the scenes, although literally Frank Ward, who's no longer with us. But, man, I miss him. He's I think he died in Tampa, actually, and it probably was like late 80s, maybe. Yeah, he finally took to drink, and who could blame him? 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Naoto was in Japan. All right, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, how are you doing, Neil?
All right, how about yourself? What's going on?
Well, actually, my work is... going very well right now.
Good.
I'm very happy about it. So,
good.
Everything is fine.
I hear quite a lot of wind in the background.
Yeah, it's quite windy today.
Yeah.
But temperature is not as high as like a month ago.
Okay, so we're of course talking about Myers-Briggs, and as we know, on the MBTI scale, there are four pairs of attributes. What's interesting is that on one of these pairs, 70% of the men test one variable, while 70% of the women test the other variable. What's the category?
I would say it's like a thinking or feeling.
Absolutely right. 70% of the men test thinking, 70% of the women test feeling, and this is a preference globally, not in any one country, but across the globe, that's the way it breaks down.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, and thank you for, wonderful question.
All right, so hang on, don't go away. We'll confirm that address, and stay comfortable and stay out of the wind. All right. So, man, that's a lot of wind there in the background. Driving back to this studio today from Globe to the Valley, I was like a microburst. There was almost no wind, and all of a sudden there was a microburst of wind that darn near knocked us off the road. I'm like, what was that? And, of course, we have absolutely no idea. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. We will get Mark's Star Trek question. Jeff from Homewood, Seinfeld trivia. Ruth in Gurnee going to take a guess on my question. She's got a request. Marguerite going to take some guesses. All right, so get down with your bad self. We will continue in moments on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Swinging through the trees, baby, every time I look into your eyes, you've got
got me a hypnotizer. I'm a hypnotizer. I'm crowing like a rooster top of Blueberry Hill. My heart keeps a jumping and it won't stay still. Baby, every time I look into your eyes, you've got me a hypnotizer. I'm a hypnotizer. You got me in your power and I know don't feel. You know that I can do it to break the spell. Every time I try to escape from you, who was the voodoo? Who do you do? I'm stomping like a mule and I'm roaring like a lion. I can lick an elephant without even trying. Baby, every time I look into your eyes, you've got me a hypnotized. Yeah. I'm a hypnotized. I'm a hypnotized.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who's that? All right, so now you got yourself a bumper stumper, and of course you have yourself a question that goes away next hour. Yeah, almost an hour from now. So think hard, and we'll defer to those of you wanting to guess it. A handful of countries around the world have been known to do this. America is not one of them. But 50% of the inmates on death row across this country say that America should be one of them. What do they want America to do? All right, Marguerite in Chicago is going to take a guess. So, Marguerite, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, and I apologize for not being on after calling earlier. Excuse me.
Oh, that's fine. Good to have you.
Thank you. Is it to end the death penalty?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, and thank you. We Raleigh James dancers are really moving to the groove that you've got playing today, and thank you for those that requested these songs because they're wonderful.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
You welcome. Right. Thank you for the program.
And, of course, with Bumper Stumpers, nobody requested them. I just pick them from usually what's on my desktop or sitting here on the studio or whatever. But that last one, by the way, 1960 on the Shad label. So that's the only clue you get for that one. Now, let's see who else wants to look at this question. I believe that Ken in Chicago is going to tackle it. So, Ken, welcome back to WGN.
Hi, Raleigh. I got two guesses on the bumper, okay. One record request, and another request.
Okay.
Have a dog.
No.
I
like that, though. That's really sweet. Yeah.
In the last days of their life, right?
Yeah.
I know Russia does this.
Really?
Serve the military.
Nope, not that either.
Okay, and my record request, you know, one of my favorite Vogue song is Magic Town.
Me too, absolutely.
What other group did it, Raleigh, that's just as good? Do you know?
No.
And that's my record request.
Oh, you want to find other people who did it, like as album cuts or anybody? Nobody else, to my knowledge, released it as a single.
As a single, that's as good as the, that's my favorite Vogue song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, for obvious reasons. It's a Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil record. Jody Miller actually recorded it before them. I hate to play anything by Jody Miller, but I guess.
No other group?
Well, that's what I say. If there's somebody, I know about that Jody Miller, but I don't know that they're, I'll look in secondhand songs. Let's see if we find out.
You look when you have time.
I got four. Absolutely four. Jody Miller at first. Yeah, then Eden Kane, the Vogues, and then the same year the Vogues did it, Danny Williams did it. Guy who did Roses and Rainbows.
Okay.
So,
Enough can beat the Vogues.
Yeah. Well, Danny Williams is pretty darn good, but no, the absolute Vogues is, as far as I'm concerned,
I think the Vogues are still performing, right?
Well, not the same Vogues, probably.
Okay.
Some Vogues, yeah. Yeah, I don't think... On the Cohen C label, of course. I don't think any of them are live. They're from Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you, do you like the Letterman?
Well, not particularly. Okay, I just looked it up. No. One of the Vogues is still alive. One of them, the second tenor, and that's Chuck Blasko.
Okay, not the lead singer. That starts it off.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the words, the very beginning words of it.
They told me the streets are all paved with gold. Yes, but these dirty sidewalks are gray.
But I know these sidewalks
are gray and concrete.
Gray and concrete cold. That's great.
They said neon lights are beautiful lights, but how? The one shining in my room all night. Well, that Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil. But I got the Vogues, of course. But I hate to play the Jody Miller. But I want to hear the Danny.
No, that's okay.
But I want to play. I want to hear the Danny Williams though, because that has promise.
Fine.
That has real promise. All right,
okay.
I'll check it out.
And I got a special request.
Okay.
Any person in the living in Chicago want to get together with me, a cappella doo-wop group, I'm looking for people.
Oh, okay. That's a wonderful offer. So if you're Jones is to sing,
yep.
And we've got your number, and I think...
If they call up, give them my number.
Okay, absolutely. So if there's
any... I got spots picked out.
Okay.
In the subway, a couple of underpasses going in the subway.
Okay, yes,
I tested
yes.
It out. The echoes are great.
Oh, yeah, so, subways
a
are...
all the way across the street for me.
Yeah.
You can have a bad voice, and it'll make you sound good.
Yeah, yeah. And any bathroom with all tile.
yeah, like at Target.
Yeah.
I practice a little bit of singing.
Okay.
It's something about bouncing off. You don't ever have to have a great voice. You have to have a good voice.
All right.
But I tried it one time, and it's hard getting people to get together to practice once a week.
Wow. Well, we have to find people dedicated to the craft.
We'll start off with simple songs. Yeah.
Okay.
I already got the name of the group picked out.
Oh, what is it?
The Enchantments.
Oh well, there you're not alone. There have been a few groups called that.
Well, there was one in New York. I know that.
Well, and of course, Enchantment without an S would be Gloria, which was a big hit. But no.
Oh, was it? Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course, that was a big '70s record.
Right.
No, Enchantments. There, I've got. There's a few doo-wop groups with that name.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, but that's all right.
I knew there was one in New York. But anybody out there wants to get together and have some fun, you know, all we need, I have to call back in later and ask, Raleigh, where do I get the lyrics?
Well, the lyrics are probably...
Where do I get the lyrics so I can make copies?
I'll bet you most of it, except for the very, very obscure, most of it is right on online. You can just, search it on Google and it'll come up. But there, as I'm thinking about this while we're talking, there's at least four different Enchantments that I know of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that were doo-wop groups. One of them was from Manhattan, and they were in the early 60s. They were on Ritz, I Love My Baby. That was their big thing, but if you want to call it big. We're going to be out of time. I will look for more, and next time we talk, I will tell you.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah, I bet if I try, I can come up with more than half a dozen of Enchantments. I just know it. Well, we'll see. And we got another hour of music trivia coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
When your heart goes bumbly-bow, I know it's love.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that is a lot going on. All right, so who are they? 1964 on the Lawn label. Yeah, memorable, huh? All right, so who are they? 888-876-5593. They were having entirely too much fun on that record, I do believe. All right, so here is the deal. We have 50 minutes left of programming time, and I am... Oh, no, don't tell me. I might have lost my question already. John, it was kind enough to type out a question and everything, and where did it go? Well, I'll look. But, oh, God. And it's like I say, you got 50 minutes, and then I reveal. So a handful of countries around the world have been known to do this. America is not one of them. But 50% of the inmates on death row across this country say that America should be one of them. Now, what do those inmates want America to do? So that's your question. Oh, good. I've just found Star Trek. And if you don't like that and you don't know my bumper stumpers, then pick your own category. Everybody's an expert at something. Mark is an expert at Star Trek, so let's start there on WGN Radio. Hey, Mark.
Oh, I don't know how expert I am, but I a lot of things have soaked into me from repeated viewings of the show.
All right. In the episode The Enemy Within, which planet...
Yes.
Yeah, good. From which planet did the horn dog come?
The horn dog?
Yeah, the horned dog. H-O-R-N-E-D-D-O-G. Horned dog.
The enemy within.
Yeah, the enemy within.
That's the one where Captain Kirk is doubled. And I've never even heard of a horned dog, so I have to
I did look him up. He sometimes is called the unicorn dog or the space dog.
Oh.
But he's actually the horned dog. He's an ordinary earth dog fitted with a crude comical costume piece consisting of a single horn, antennae, and furry coat backbone ridge.
Oh, wait a minute. It's coming back. You want the name of the horned dog?
No, I want to know where he comes from.
Yeah, I think that's the one. I think that's the dog that they split up in the transporter, and he doesn't survive. But I don't.
Oh, I think this dog survives. He's been in a few episodes as far as this goes. So, but in this episode,
the transporter tries to put him back together after splitting him, and it doesn't work.
Oh, well, he comes from a planet.
I don't know.
Alpha 177. He's the Alpha 177 canine.
Oh. Well, I don't recall that being mentioned during the episode.
Well, apparently it was.
Unless there's a dog tag.
And it's a hostile planet.
Unless there's a dog tag there that I couldn't see.
No, I think this is not something you'd see on a dog tag. You actually would.
But am I right about which episode this is? The Enemy Within.
Yes,
where
The Enemy
Captain
Within
Kirk gets split into two.
Yes, that would be that. And it was Alpha 177 canine is a small mammalinoid creature native to the mysterious planet Alpha 177. The creatures are small and have their bodies covered in golden-covered fur. They're remarkably similar to domestic dog breeds of Earth, but have a horn on their head, a row of spines on their back, a scaly tail, and a pair of extremely something or other. extremely thin antennae.
On the episode, he looks like an ordinary dog.
Well, the home world of Alpha 177 is known to be a fairly inhospitable planet, with nighttime temperatures reaching 120 degrees below zero, which could be an explanation for the dense fur covering.
Yeah, and I remember that part of the episode too, because Sulu and the gang are all down there, you know, blanketing up real thick, and Sulu at one point says, do you think you could send down some hot coffee?
Okay, well, now there were two episodes in which the horn dog, or however you want to call him, appeared, and that would be the Enemy Within, and the other one is the he made a cameo appearance in
Squire of Gothos?
Yes.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah, John is doing a real good job of coming up with obscurities.
I guess. You know,
I don't remember a dog even being in the Squire of Gothos.
Well, it was a cameo appearance. It was a cameo appearance, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Well, no. And I can't do it tonight because I've got to finish a book for a book discussion group, but some night I will call in and see if I can hook up with, what's the guy's name who wants to do a doo-wop group?
Ken.
Yeah, I would. If I can get the music memorized, I would be good as a bass baritone.
All right. Well, yes. Well,
all right.
We'll definitely hook you back up. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye bye.
Right. So there you have the enemy within. Yeah, I rest my case. I have absolutely no idea of what we might be talking about, but that's why I just, not one of the reasons I love John, but it's I love having him here. That's for darn sure. Because I could not come up with Star Trek questions easily. Anyway. All right. So let's see. And Ken called back. So Ken, we might have found you a bass singer. Are you there, Ken? No, we lost Ken. All right. Well, I'm sure he's very excited about this. All right. So let's see about, we're going to do some Seinfeld trivia, and Ruth is going to take a guess on it. So, Ruth, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think? Are you there, Ruth? No, Ruth fell asleep. It was bound to happen. So if she rallies, she can call back. Nick in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice to hear your voice. It's like some person you love hearing, you know, that you've known for a long time. That's you. Whatever you call that term for the leftover from yesterday.
The straggler question, yes.
Straggler, yeah. I couldn't think of a word in it. Is that in a dictionary? I guess.
Oh, I have no. I mean, stragglers in the dictionary. I doubt they applied it the way I am, but you know, it's going to have to do.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you did it quite well. You picked the right word. I would say to go to an amusement park to ride a roller coaster.
That's nice. It's not right, but it's nice.
Oh. Okay, do I win some for that?
No.
You said it's nice.
Yeah, it's not
right.
Yeah.
No. Okay. And then remind you of I mean, it's okay if you can't get today or even the
but
next
it's,
time.
But it's never on Monday. By the way, it's never on Mondays. All the bumper stumpers are, you know, specific to trivia.
Oh, okay. So, well, yeah, it was I Left My Heart in San Francisco,
yes.
But by another artist,
yes.
Other than the famous one, which is Tony Vanelli.
Right.
And I keep bringing this up a few times lately because for the last 2 or 3 years, I've been thinking about Nat King Cole, that seemed to be a real nice guy. But you said he died relatively early, like in his early 60s?
No, he was younger than that. It was the mid-60s that he died.
Mid-60s.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Absolutely in the year. He died in February of 1965. I remember it well. And he had been living with Gunilla Kunitz and the Take It Off, Take It All Off girl on that commercial. And he went back home to Maria, who he had married in 1948, and died, sadly. But he was 45 years old.
Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, no wonder. You made a good point about Frank Sinatra. He was around for a long time.
Yeah.
And he still had the great voice, I believe, all that time. So,
well, it changed. Yeah. You know, for a while, it looked like Frank's career was completely over because the voice he had with the big bands was very different. And then he developed his own style and made a real comeback.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, his name also had a lot to do with it, you know, Sinatra, you know, when they see some old pictures of in Las Vegas, just that one name, like Elvis, you know. Boom.
Yeah, Sam Giancana or something. I mean, the mob, all that.
Yeah,
yes.
But I'm talking about just the name and Elvis. You know, the name just right away.
Well, right. The 50s in Las Vegas, it really was the Rat Pack. You know, Sinatra and Dean Martin.
You know,
I heard
a story. I'll make it fast, and I'll let you get other calls because the people be running out of time. I heard a story that Angie Dickinson once saw these guys who were out drinking all night long, you know, not to promote drinking all night long, but they would either walk from one place to the other or have drivers who take them, so they weren't driving their own cars. Because they never had a problem with being stopped for drunk driving or drinking too much while driving. But she said they looked like a pack of rats one morning when she saw them, and that's how supposedly that story started. The name, the Rat Pack.
I wouldn't be surprised because she was very very close with them. There was a real if they accepted a lady in the Rat Pack, I use the word lady loosely, she would have been it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'll let, in all fairness, get to the other people who are waiting. They deserve some time. So thank you very much. You're doing a nice job. If you ever want to learn what it's like waiting on hold, you're pretty good about it with your show. But try calling some of the political talk shows. You know, you'd want to not allow your name to show up on a caller ID, but if you just say you want to be anonymous or something, they once in a while take a call like that, and you'll see. You can be on hold forever and ever, and still not be put on the air, you know.
So it happens,
you know, so people get frustrated, you know.
Yeah, it's very, very different mentality on how those shows are done, but as far as I'm concerned, life is too short. I don't want to hear anything political, not anymore. I've heard enough politics for a lifetime.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, just to get the feel of being on hold, you know, so you see what it's like.
They're not caller-driven shows. The callers are really kind of flavor to what they're doing.
The star of the show, the person, he or she is usually that's the main
That's the attraction and
calling or for listening to the show.
Right.
Yeah, but some do have a lot of callers. Okay, I'll let you go.
Okay, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Yeah, I'm entirely caller driven. Whatever you want to talk about, that's what we talk about. Providing it has no substance whatsoever. Right. So we take 3 hours to kind of have a respite from the rest of the day. We'll get to some talk about useless information. Seinfeld trivia coming up, and then hopefully you will call, because we have about 35 minutes, maybe less, before I reveal this answer. So if you want to get your last best guess in there, a handful of countries around the world have been known to do this. America is not one of them. But 50% of the inmates on death row across this country say that America should be one of them. What do those inmates want America to do? So details are coming up probably within a half hour or so. But in the meantime, you might ace it by guessing it. On the other hand, maybe you'll recognize a bumper stumper. I hope so. And otherwise, pick your own category, because everybody knows something about something. Speaking of bumper stumpers, there's another one coming up, and a nice one, too, a Chicago record coming up in moments on WGN Radio. Absolutely Chicago soul as far as that goes. They were the Five Sparrows when they were in Birmingham, and they moved to Chicago and hooked up with some other people who I won't mention because they're actually in the artist title. But who are they? Yeah, and that was on, I think it was on Tip Top, wasn't it? Pretty sure 1962 on Tip Top. So who are they? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. All righty then. I had a fine question here, Seinfeld, as we're going to talk with Jeff and Homewood about here. So, Jeff, several from which to choose, but we, of course, think of Seinfeld as being the characters all have the names that we've known all through the shows, like Kramer, for instance. Well, Kramer wasn't Kramer during the pilot, because the real-life inspiration for Kramer, Kenny Kramer, was hesitant to let them use his actual name. So, that character, what did they call him if they didn't call him Kramer?
Oh, man, I used to know this one.
I'm sure. Because it's absolute, you know, Seinfeld trivia. I mean, you know, real Seinfeld fans like you would normally know this.
I can't think of it.
Oh, God. Well, Kramer was originally Kessler. K-E-S-S-L-E-R, Kessler. And then Kenny Kramer said, oh, it's all right. You can use me. That was that.
Let me try the straggler.
Okay, good. The straggler. Let's, for anybody just joining us, let's review the question. A handful of countries around the world have been known to do this. America is not one of them, but 50% of the inmates on death row across this country say America should be one of them. What do they want America to do?
Votes.
What?
Votes.
Vote? That's not it. I like it, though. That would explain so much, but no, that's not it.
How about drink alcohol?
Nope. What else?
Make TikTok videos.
I'd like to see those. Nope.
That's all I got.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, so, yeah, dear Lord, don't let them vote again. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll pick it up right after the news with one of the two final bumper stumpers. You haven't heard from Stan tonight, and I know he knows them all. He must have taken a night off to do something fun. But you can have fun with me. We've got a half hour of Monday Night Trivia coming up, and we need you on WGN Radio.
This chick will send me to an early grave. I'm in the pickle as to how to behave. But there's nothing to find. Her conversation is really strange. I guess you'll never change. If I tell her she's the only girl I'll ever love, she says, how about that? If I tell her she's the one I'm always thinking of, she says, how about that?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I love that little record. It was on Chancellor. And that was, I guess about 1962. And the deal was, Chancellor really got their foot in the door and their space on the map due to Frankie Avalon. And so they were always looking, Bob Marcucci and others, for the next Frankie Avalon. And, of course, Fabian probably the best known in that category. But this guy also, his real name was Frankie Pescatore. I'll tell you that because that's not the name he recorded under. But he was seen, he was going to be the next Frankie Avalon. And so they gave him a different name, and they teamed up with Joe Matt. And This was their first release. How about that? A very common phrase at the time. So there you have it. It did absolutely nothing, and I do mean nothing. Before that, he had something out on MGM that I don't know how that happened, but that didn't do anything either. So a couple on Chancellor, well, how about that? And then something else, which was also, you know, not a hit. And then went to Apt and ABC as far as that goes. So he actually, that last ABC record was like 1968. So for 5 years there, he was trying. And I don't know what happened to him. I probably should look that up sometime because I am somewhat interested. But I thought how about that? It was a cute little record that should have gotten airplay and just didn't. So that's all I know. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. So I think we concluded Jeff and Homewood, I do believe. We'll go to Brian with a Y in Miami with two eyes. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, it's serendipitous that you mentioned that thing about Frankie Avalon, because I was going to be the next Frankie Avalon until I got spurned by Annette Funicello and just didn't work out.
That's great.
Here on the death row thing, I'm guessing that it's kind of an educated guess, but I'm not a very educated guy. I'm a Boston University graduate, after all. I'm guessing they're pushing for televised executions.
You're right.
Well, I got one for once. Does this make up for you hitting me with that curveball about Richard Mentor Johnson, who you were assuming I didn't even know of? I knew a lot about him, but I didn't know the one thing you nailed me on.
Yeah. Well, sure. Again, the prizes are thoroughly worthless. It takes forever to get anything. You may be dead before they arrive, but eventually you get something.
I don't need a prize on paper. I get a prize every time I make air on the Raleigh James broadcast.
Are you kind?
You're an institution, and deservedly so. Ken and his doo-wop group in Chicago.
Yeah.
Number one, I would be making the call and signing up myself, except, a couple thousand miles between us. I used to live in Chicago, and I'm telling you, I would have called had I heard that on the John Records Landecker show, Ken making the same proposal years ago. That said, what a lot of people in the listening audience, particularly of a certain age, Raleigh, may not realize is that you can start music as an adult. Now, I didn't. I had people couple years of piano lessons as a kid, and then dropped it. Biggest mistake of my life, I might add, parenthetically. But 20 years later, I picked it up at Boston University, started playing piano again, and now I can play half a dozen instruments. I can carry a tune, and that's why I wouldn't be embarrassed to call up Ken and say, hey, let me try out for your doo-wop group, even though I'd be more interested in doing blues and that sort of thing. But that's just a personal preference. But the point of that a lot of the WGN audience is just not aware of or not really tuned into is how music doesn't have to be performed on stage. You can perform it in your living room with friends, and you get better all the time, particularly, Raleigh, if you're playing with other people, particularly people who are a little better than you. Not a lot better than you, they'll be bored. But if they're a little better than you, you pick up tips from them. You just mimic them for one, and for two, maybe they'll give you some suggestions. Although musicians, to my experience, are rather parsimonious with their help, and that's too bad. But I'm not. If I'm in a music store and I see some guy struggling who happens to be a less talented guitar player than me, and there aren't many, but there's a few. John Hinckley's one. I can play better than John Hinckley, and he's got a record out now, from what I understand. When I see somebody in a music store, Raleigh, and they're struggling with something, I give them a little pointer, and I'm just doing so because a few times over the years, people have done that for me, and it's made me a musician. I'm just a dilettante, but I can still play, and I still do play every day at least one instrument, usually two or three instruments of the half a dozen I can play. And I don't play for 2 hours, but I do play for 20 minutes. and it has a sedative, if you will, effect on me, and I need that because I'm an excitable boy, as the Warren Zevon tune used to phrase it. So I need something to calm me down, and I would recommend this to any of your wonderful listeners dispersed throughout Chicagoland to think about maybe just picking up music again. Maybe you haven't done it in the last 30 years, but give Ken a call, help him out on the vocals, and all of a sudden, if you're rehearsing in a place with a piano, maybe you'll sit down at the piano and play a three-chord song. You can learn three chords on the piano in about 4 minutes, and you can play a rudimentary song in about 6 minutes. But people don't do that, particularly adults my age, because they think, well, I could have done that when I was a kid, but I'm just too old. Well, you're not. That's my advice to your listeners, and I don't have any advice for you other than to never retire, Raleigh
James. Please. Oh, man. I was really ready to do that this last week. Oh, my dear God.
Don't you dare.
Yeah. Well,
love you, Raleigh. Over
thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right. So not the show. That was not it, but between the radio stations and the towers and all that. But then, man, I just tortured myself with this networking task. And I finally realized I'm partially throwing in the towel, getting rid of all the sub-users entirely. Because they're just conflicting out. And unfortunately, the people I have who are on the air have not a clue what to do when that happens. So like 5:30 this morning was one call. Yeah, we're not going to continue this way. Oh, I need another question. That's what I need to continue to do. And not only that, I need the final bumper stumper. And it is easy. Let me tell you what coming up on WGN Radio.
Well, you woke me from a dream about you, just to say that you were leaving. I'm sleepy, but I thought that you said our love that will last forever is ending. Well, before you walk out of my life, would you be especially finds out. Well, I see you writing something down and leaving it on the dresser. The tears in your eyes look a lot like mine, but I guess it's all for the better. Well, before we say our last goodbye, one more time. And don't you let my heart know that you're leaving. Don't you say another word about a darling. Don't you let my heart hear your footsteps walking out the door of my hopes and dreams. And don't you let my heart know.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that was the quintessential pop adult record. Yeah, 1977 on Ariola. All the former MOR stations that became pop adult stations played the heck out of that. Who is he? 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. It's time I give you a new question. And since it is so late in the show, we will not count it as next week's straggler. Well, we will, actually, but we'll take it another week if it gets to that, all right? Because I don't feel it's fair to give you 10 minutes and then not give you more time to think about it. So, with that preamble, here we go. Zookeepers in Frankfurt rigged up a television set in front of the gorilla enclosure. They hoped to increase mating. It didn't work. But observers noted that the apes favored three categories of programming ahead of anything else. And the first one was indeed love scenes, even though it didn't spur them into any kind of action. But what were the next two? Name one of them. Yeah, so they liked those love scenes, though they didn't reenact it in their enclosure. But then the other two that they were just glued to the screen were, name one of them, 888-876-5593. Yes, it's the ape demo and a gorilla demo, you betcha. So that's right. Somebody will be programming commercials to them in no time. That's right. Target audience. Yeah, so the first, as I say, was love scenes. And they didn't do anything about it. But what was one of the other two? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. I feel like we'll probably be, and Ken from Chicago, I think, knows our last bumper. He suspiciously loves 70s pop adult records. He introduced me to the Farragut Brothers. Neither Carol nor I, and both of us, played those pop adult hits in the 70s, ever heard that record. It was a great song, too. That was an entire medley of their hit. The rest of the stuff was truly painful, but that one Farragut Brothers record was just wonderful. So it doesn't surprise me that Ken would know our bumper. So, Ken, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Raleigh, was that England Dan and Jennifer Coley?
No. Oh, my.
It wasn't.
Oh, my. No, it was not.
Oh.
Yeah, this was a guy, 1977 on Areola, this was the only thing he had, and pop adult stations played both sides of it.
Yes, I remember the song.
Yeah.
And Dan and Jennifer Coley.
Oh, heavens no. But, you know, you're right. They all kind of sound alike, don't they? I would tend to agree with that 100%. But no, it's not. This is a guy, he wound up in Nashville. I think he died in the last few years, but he got involved in politics. He was very upset about something. And I'm trying to think of what it was, but he was originally from Columbus, Ohio, and he wound up living in Leaper's Fork in Tennessee. And the deal was they were building another one of their loops. You know, when I lived in Nashville, there were no loops. But anyway, they got another one, 840. And he was able to delay completion of that interstate for years because he did not want to go in through Leaper's Fork as far as that goes. But
I was sure it was them.
Yeah. This guy's still alive, too. And in 2001, due to this thing with 840, he ran for the Tennessee House of Representatives, and he lost. Some Republican won, handily won, but nonetheless, right. And only 13% of the registered voters cast a ballot anyway. But that was deal. And both of the candidates had opposition to a state income tax, which they don't have, at least not of earned income. So that's the deal. So it doesn't sound familiar, huh? I mean, the record does. You just don't know who did it.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. I walked into the bank the other day, Raleigh.
Uh-oh,
here, loan.
Here it comes. Okay. Yeah.
And
I'm braced.
He goes, the loan officer goes, "What kind of assets do you have to cover this loan?" I go, "None. Not my assets on a chair."
Oh, you didn't. All right. Well, there goes that loan. All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Yes, indeed. 888-876-5593. All right, so I found it. Now, Brian with a Y from Miami with Two Eyes actually mentioned this thing, the John Hinckley record, so I had to hear it. And I haven't yet, but I have it here online, don't you know? And so the 45, there was an album too, but Never Ending Quest, and it comes complete with an official music video. We won't hear much of it, but I can't even imagine. I hope the record doesn't start like this. Obviously paid to have that record produced, but it reminds me, since Brian with a Y was calling from Miami, there used to be a label down there, Great World of Sound, and it was one of those pay-for-play labels where you would basically fund your own record, and This company was, and there's a lot of stories about it, but this company was not discriminatory in terms of whether you could sing or not. And there was one guy, I've got $5 and it's Saturday night. I'm trying to think what the flip side of it was, but I kept this record for 60 years because it's so bad, you can't believe this was ever put out on vinyl. And that John Hinckley song kind of reminded me of that just a little bit. And we've heard plenty. So 888-876-5593. I've got to find this other thing, this other great world of sound. So as soon as I unpack that box of 45s, you can bet I'll put it on the air. Yeah, I know. I'll give you a warning so you can tune out. All right, so let's see what Marty in Whiting has to say for his bad self. What do you think, Marty?
I got a guess for the last bumper. Okay. Dan Fogelberg.
No, not even close.
Okay. And I got two answers for the gorilla.
Okay.
You said name one show. Now, these were cartoons back in the day.
Oh, yeah, we don't care what the show...
The gorilla?
No, we don't care what the shows are. We just want to know what they are, like love stories or sitcoms or what kind of programming.
Okay. This was a cartoon, Magilla the Gorilla.
Okay, no cartoons. That didn't do it for them.
Okay, well, that was my next one, Grape A, but we're going back some years. Okay, yeah. Talk to you next week.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, this is, I guess this would be a category of entertainment, if you can call it that. I'll leave it to you. But Isaac in Chicago. All right, Isaac, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Raleigh.
All right.
Let me ask, would you say that the answer to the gorilla question is obvious, or would you say it's not obvious on the face of it?
One of them is not obvious at all. The other one, I'm not surprised.
Okay. My answer is slapstick comedy.
Nope. What else you got?
No. I don't have anything else.
No. Well, see, you got a whole week to think about it.
All right. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593 if you want the final word on this. And even if you want your own category, probably got a few minutes to do that. Not much, but a few. But you keep this in mind. Now, of course, this show will replay on Friday night. By now, I think I've trained you not to call on Friday because it is a replay. But I'm happy to listen to it. But next Monday, we'll consider it a new question because we've had so little time on it tonight. I think it's unfair. But zookeepers in Frankfurt rigged up a television set in front of the gorilla enclosure. They hoped to increase mating, and it did not work. But observers noted that the apes favored three categories of programming. The first one indeed was love scenes, even though it did not spur them into any action whatsoever. But what were one of the next two? Name either one. So there's your question, as it were. Now, I don't know why. I guess, like I say, Stan got a life this week and didn't call, so we'll go over everything we played. The first one, Love Conquers All, what a great record, recorded in 1956, George Goldner, and he shelved it. He shelved it because there were too many other good things on Rama and G, his labels. Here come the 80s when CD manufacturers, if you will, compilers, I don't know what you want to call them, aggregators, looked for everything they could find. And sure enough, 1988 on Murray Hill, they found the Limelighters. Love Conquers All, the Limelighters. So it actually wasn't released on anything until 1988 when it was on a compilation CD, Come Dance With Me, but recorded in 1956 by George Goldner. Now, Mel Tillis, you identified, who's Julie, 1968 on Cap. The Fantastics did There Goes My Love, 1959 on RCA. It was the Wilburn Brothers doing Ubop Shabam, Ubop Shaboom, pardon me, 1958 on Decca. The Elgins, Here in Your Arms, not the same as the Motown group. This was a group on Congress in 1964. It was Jimmy Jones, yeah, Mr. Good Timin', and the Pretenders, yeah, so not the Sparks of Rhythm, the Pretenders, 1956 on Rama, doing Lover. 1960 on Shad, we had Don Jordan doing Hypnotized, yeah. Then 1964 on Lawn, the Madisons, Can You Imagine It? Right. That Chicago record, I expected a winner. But then again, maybe I'm talking to myself tonight. The Daylighters did Cool Breeze. Yeah, Gerald Sims and the Daylighters did Cool Breeze. That's record royalty. Tip top. As far as how about that, the next Frankie Avalon, that was Dean Randolph. Interesting how he got his name. Maybe we'll talk about that story some night. And Gene Cotton did Before My Heart Finds Out. Gene Cotton. And we have flat out run out of time. So we ask Marguerite, who's still hanging on, to call me back early next Monday to guess on our zoo question. And until then, well, actually, I'll be back tomorrow, 21 hours from now, playing your requests and talking about whatever's on your mind. But as far as trivia, it'll be a week from now. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling, which is what makes the show a pleasure to do. And I hope to hear from you again in about 21 hours right here on WGN Radio.
Raised on mobbery, plus snake smitten, and a bicycle built for woo. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. Mommy Steerist. Skip off the old block in Court Apache, the Bronx, after a pace only a mother could love. Mama was a suburban police honcho who's been busted for being the getaway driver for her own son, cops say. This after the kid got dropped off right outside Bronx Criminal Court and allegedly shot up a rival gang, but missed. Apple doesn't fall far from the spree. Clash test dummies both looking at attempted murder raps. Talk about arrested development. Snake battle and goal. You think you work with a bunch of snakes? The champ in this year's Florida Python Challenge snared a gnarly 96 serpents in the Everglades. The Sunshine Snake Boogie is a jungle hook for the rugged rascals who relish wrestling with these wretched reptiles. Snake charmers estimate there are up to 300,000 Burmese pythons in the Garden of Eden we know as Florida. Who's had it with these daunty pythons and the unholy tail? The Naked Velo City. Pants-free, peddling protest parties proliferating in Portland, Oregon now double your flesh air, double your buns. The city that boasts Keep Portland Weird now has two, count them two, naked bike rides. One's a little more let it all thang out for fun, the other's more a miss land is your land. The nude broods prompting this prudish put down from none other than House Speaker Mike Johnson, who says it's getting really ugly. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.